Hi, this is a dictation for procedure for Anthony Sumler, ANTHYSULER, date of birth 7/18/1961, date of procedure is 1/70/2022. The procedure being done is interlaminar lumbar epidural steroid injection with fluoroscopy, number 2 epidurogram. The procedure indications are as follows. Mr. Anthony Sumler initially visited our office first time on 11/23/2021. He was involved in a bus accident. He was referred by Dr. Haki. Apparently, he has been suffering from multiple issues. His previous pain clinic was closed, who has provided him significant amount of opiate therapy. He has had a cervical disc fusion by Dr. Dan Fahim in Beaumont Hospital. Now he has a lot of pain in the neck, lower back, and the left shoulder with radiation to the both arm, and the pains have been going on. He also has Dupuy transcription and carpal tunnel syndrome on both arms. It appears that the patient has been suffering quite a bit. Pain levels are 7 to 9, and he denies any automobile accident, and the physical findings are positive for inflammation of both bilateral sacroiliac joints, severe muscle spasm, and shoulder being Hawking candidate test being positive. In the lumbar spine, he discovered the MRI, which was recently done on 11/23/2021, that the patient has a herniated disc at L4, L5, and L5S1, and there is a broad-based disc bulge on L3-4, leading to a significant narrowing of the spinal canal to 8.9 millimeter, and leading to bilateral foramen narrowing and ligamentum flavum thickening and annular tear of the disc. The cause of the pain is identified. The patient has ongoing injection with the right shoulder also. So it appears that epidural steroid injection 4 to 6 times will bring reasonable relief for this gentleman and avoid a surgery for him and improve his ADLs and reduce the pain and healing. The initial injection was done on 12/20/2021, and this is a follow-up injection to bring further relief. Thank you. The procedure was done according to the protocol.